So, even you see, if you are showing a movie or something, you see, TV or something, you see, then the quality of the, you see, if the film is a kind of say not good quality, you see, if it's not good quality, bad quality or something, you see, or worn, finished or old, something like that, then you don't see clear there, you know, you don't see clear there. But if it's done very well, good quality, then you see good there also. You see, on the screen, in the TV or something like that. So in this way, one find nothing to blame outside, and the whole thing tells. The whole thing tells, you know, because you have done good, because you generated positive attitude and good karma, so you are having this positive appearance, you know, positive, good, healthy environment, you see, enjoyment, and then one type of appearance tells, you see, because you generated, the impure mind, the negative thoughts, is karma, negative karma. So therefore you are having this unhealthy environment, or you see, these problems. So everything around us, everything what we experience is telling us like this. You know, describing the mind. You see, our action, describing our actions and mind. So in this result of the possessed result, or you see, maybe not, result of the owner, However, it might be like this, that you see, the to do with the place, environment is now these things, you see, what is a pleasant one, good one, or what is a bad one. However, it is an appearance, you see. It's the quality of the appearance. When we're talking, it's the quality of the appearance. When you talk about healthy, unhealthy environment or objects, this bad and good, all these things, in reality, we are describing the quality of the appearance of your own mind. Quality of appearance of your own mind. Describing. So, you see, now this appearance or this view, you see, it is possessed by you. It is possessed by you. It is possessed by you. The creator of this, or possessor of this, is oneself. So maybe it might have meaning like that. It may have meaning like that. The negative karma. You see, stealing, done out of, you see, the disturbing thoughts, the self-cherishing, then those disturbing thoughts, which become negative karma, and that is completed. It is completed. So I can say, this is a for suffering result. So, ripened aspect result in the lower realms. Then the experiencing result similar to the cause. It's a result that is being experienced, which is similar to the cause. You know? So that is, you see, poverty. There's poverty. See? Any means of living, you see, having a lot of difficulties in means of living, you know. Poverty, you see. No possession, no, you see, is a means of living. No means of living, or shortage. Then, you see, even one has possessions, but you see, one has to share with others. You don't own completely. You don't have freedom to use completely by yourself. So you see, you have to share with others. Also, then one. Other people, you see, steal away, you see, your belongings, you know. Other people steal away. So, those are the experiencing, say, the result which is similar to the cause. So, you see, like this. Then the other one. These things, you see, other people steal away. Even other people don't steal. You see, the things you see, somehow even you get the material. You see, even you get the material. The possession, you see, you get broken. Somehow it doesn't last long time, you see. You know. So you see, so there's an obstacle, you see. You see, unable to have it long time, unable to enjoy that, you see. Then the other one, is a creating the result similar to the cause. So during the you see, even after some time, even one is born as human being, you see, then the experiencing these three problems of negative karma of stealing. So experiencing a result similar to cause, then creating a result similar to the cause. Then during the action killing, during the action stealing, you see, again and again, repeating again, you see. Then other one is environment, you see, to do with the place, you know. So hailstorms, you see, the famines, hailstorm, famines, water flood, you know, all these things, you know. The crops, even you planted, they don't grow well, bad quality, or you see, grow very little, you know, or they get eaten by worms, or by, you see, insects, or you see the creatures, you know, and lot of obstacles in the means of living, you see. These enjoyments. Mm. So that is the the possessed result. Mm. So usually, you see, usually when the places where there's a places where there's a lot of hailstorms or you see famine, they say they this kind of problems, you see, is definite. There's a lot of stealing. There's a lot of stealing. Mm. So it's like this. So like this, you see. Mm. So the past karma from past lives, you see, the karma created like this. Then this life experience possessed result, you see, of stealing. Then again, you see one possessed result, you see, one experience this, and then action, does, you see, creating results similar to cause stealing again, you know. Also, these things becomes, you see, say, of course, these things can become the condition for that, you know. First of all, there's the result upon past karma stealing, you see, creating results similar to the cause, doing again. You see, then also possible, that these conditions, this possessed result, you see, become a condition. So for that, it's also that also can happen. So it goes on and on like this. It goes on and on like that, you know. Mm. So the people, they create negative karma, stealing, and then that produces the same problem. Again, famine, water flood, you know, the hailstorm, you know, famine, all these things, you know. Not a growing drought, no rain, you see, things, even you planted, not growing. So these things, again, that happens. So the problem goes on and on. You see, so like those places like South, Africa or America, South Africa. But South Africa, for example, even though you see so many countries, South Africa, like this kind of places, you see, so many countries are helping for years, you know, sending a lot of food, you know, helping. But you see, sending food, you know, food things, years have been helping. Have been, you know, giving help like this. But you see, it is so difficult to really improve the environment. You see, to change, to stop all these obstacles, and earthquake, this and that, all this drought, all these things. You need to stop these things and plan, you see, these things has to be stopped, and they see all these obstacles for growing things in Germany, you see, the crops, you see, things, you know, growing well, receiving rain in the time, all these things, you see, and those are protein, you know, protein healthy, you see. So, you see, even the country has all the machines to do that. All the machines to work, you see, field and all these things, you know. So these things, even the countries, all the, you know, the facilities, you see. That doesn't mean, that doesn't not necessarily mean, you see, that the environment, you see, the enjoyment, economic, this, you see, will be rich all the time, will be always successful. It doesn't mean that. So therefore, this, so therefore, still, this did not become the answer for the success. So there's something else. There's something else, you see, for the success. There's some other answer. There's some other solution, you know. So however, why it is so difficult, the you see, this environment, these things, you see, this famine, all these things, you see, trouble happening again, again, you see, all these problems, you know. So, continuing the problem, you know, experience the problem again, again. So that is because, you see, that they need karma. Stealing is not stopped. You see, it's not stopped. Then it's not stopped. So it's constantly done, more and more. So therefore, the outside. So therefore, you see, outside environment is just continues. The difficult, say, unhealthy, or the say, bad condition, you know, the bad condition, or the see, so it happens again and again, it continue and continues. So therefore, you see, therefore, as long as these people do not change their mind, as long as these people do not change their mind, if their mind doesn't get better, you see, from negative thoughts, you see, negative thoughts, you see. Miserliness, or they say, decided by my desire, you see, the heart thought to harm others, you know, steal, and these things, you see. However, as long as you see, something is not done for their mind to generate a virtuous thought. If that work is not done, generous mind, virtuous thought, if that is not done, then action does not change. Action does not change. If the action doesn't change, carries on sticking and all these things, you see, then the environment, the same problem goes on and on. Not only this life, but future lives, is life to life, yeah, thousand, millions of, and goes on like that, even when it's born as human being. And even the times when it's born as human being, you see. So, like this. So therefore, giving food and clothing is a very good. They need it. Giving food and clothing is external. External support is very needed. It is very good, but it doesn't. That alone does not become solution for the problems. That alone does not become the answer. It's not. It does not. That's not the real answer for the problems. The real answer for those problems is, you see, need to teach good heart, need to teach positive attitude, how to live the life with a positive mind. That is the greatest, that is the real answer for solution. you see, life, you see, the endless life problem. This is, you know. So, from their side, from the sentient being side, you see, by teaching, by showing that, by teaching that, by showing that example and teaching that, their mind change, you know, being positive, you know, then, only then, you see, then the action changes, then their life get better, then you see, life get better, only then there's improvement, now in the future. Then, from this, then there's a change in the environment. Success in the environment, economic, you know, environment. So it has to come from their mind. The development of the country has to come from their mind. So So now, countries where their development, you see, where there are comforts, you see, the enjoyment high, you see, where there is not so many obstacle, you see, much enjoyment, you know, where there's good economic, good living, you see, no difficulties in the means of living, you see. So all these things is from past good karma, and came from the past, you know, their own positive attitude, you know. Positive attitude. So now we're living on, you see, Now we are living on the past merit. We are living on the past good karma. It's a past merit done by past life. It's the past, it's the out of positive attitude. We are living on that. But in this life, while we are using past good karma, if we don't accumulate more. If we don't practice again positive attitude and you see accumulate merit, if we don't attempt that, then just living on the past, just living on the good result that is created by past, the good karma, and then you see. We just live on the past, merit, the good karma produced by in the past, like the positive attitude, you see, and we just live on that, and then you see, if we don't purify the past negative karmas, you know, you see the cause of the problems, difficulties in economics, however, the unhealthy environment, all this, all the unhappiness, all the problems, anyway. If we don't purify the negative karmas created in the past lives, if we don't purify, and if we don't, what was created in the past, if we don't purify, and if we don't create, don't try to create again the merits, you know, the charity and morality, and these things, if you don't do again, then you see what happens is, nowadays we hear many world problems. So this is what happens. So you see, you ran out of merit. Merit is from past life. You've been living on that. It's living on that for some years, for a certain length of time. You see, you're living on that, things have been successful. But now, you see, now that's finished. and the karma is finished. That karma is finished. That karma is finished. You run out. That good, you see, merit. And you see, because did not do purification, so you see, the past one, collective, the past one, individual negative karmas, collective negative karmas, collective with the many hundreds, thousands, millions of people together. So, not purified, so experienced now. That experience because it's not purified. And on the top of that, on the top of that, you see, just lived on past merit, but did not attempt to create again merit. So therefore, it is natural evolution that if you don't have any create the cause, you know, you cannot experience the result. So that's how meet problem, individual problem or country problem is how it happens like that. So same, the description of recent problems is true like that. It explained here in the Lamrim teaching. The recent problems. So here, you see the as regards, you see this karma, you know, example and virtue. So therefore now, you see, again, it becomes so essential that we practice. Again, here becomes so important that we practice meditation, that we practice, develop mind, you see, good heart. We practice and, you see, teach others, you see, with the example. To improve others, you see, mind, you know, to develop others in the mind. So only then, only this is the ultimate solution. If you really want to help. Only then the problem is solved. Otherwise, you know, giving help is unceasing. You see, food and clothing, you know, the house, you know, medicine, is unceasing. See, as long as they don't change their mind, you know, don't transform their mind, and they not change their action. They don't change their action. But the problem never changed. Problem, you see, just goes on and on. Not only this life, but life to life. So, like this. So, endless hospital, endless operation, endless hospital, endless medicine. So like that. So Dharma is the only answer. Dharma is the ultimate answer. Meditation, you see, transform the mind is the only answer. Is the ultimate, you see, the real answer. You see, ultimate answer. As long as that is not done, you see. As long as that is not done, even receiving help doesn't happen. You see, from others. So even that depends on good karma, you know. So, however, so you see, for successful business, The real answer for success business is on the Dharma. You see? The real answer is Dharma. You see, studying in the university or college, you see how to say, sociology, studying how to do business. Business conference, business college, what? No, economic, anyway, you see, one can do a lot of these studies, one can do how to do business, all these things. One can learn, one can study various things, you know. One can learn billions and billions of things like that, you see, many things you can learn. But that is not the real answer. That is a condition, secondary. That is not the real answer. That's not the first thing. The first thing is Dharma. You see, transformation, mind, action, morality, charity. For success, good heart, you know. That is the real answer for success. Dharma is the real answer for success of business. Dharma is the real answer for health. If you want to have long life, Dharma is the only answer. If one wants to be healthy, Dharma is the answer. If one wants to be harmonious, Dharma is the answer. Dharma is the solution for everything. Without dependent Dharma, there's no way to have successful business. Without dependent good karma, no way to have a successful business. So one can have a lot of, one can speak all the language that he speaks in the world. One can learn all, you know, one can learn all that. Maybe also the language of what? The animal. Dolphins. the animal that jump. So I heard that they also have a language in among themselves. So one can learn also those language. So you see, even one speaks all the world language, you know, and no matter how much of the, you see, education one has, it is not that's not the real answer for success of life. That's secondary condition. That's not the real cause. The real cause is one's own mind, is the positive attitude. You know, the virtuous mind is the virtuous mind. Good karma is this. That's the real answer. That's the real answer. That's the real solution. Real cause for the success. So you see, extremely, so the purifying Dharma, the whole answer, the Dharma is the answer for everything. Dharma is answer for all the problems. Dharma is answer for all the happiness. What is that? Purification and accumulating merit. These two things. Purifying the past obstacles which you have already created, you see, and then create, you see, accumulating merit. Without this, no matter how much education the person has, nothing can happen. No success. No matter how much the person is intelligent, You see, no matter how much a person smart, what's happening, he knows everything what's happening in the world. You see, every corner of the world, what business is happening, what profit is there. You see, every corner of the world, you see, what profit is there, what's happening. Even the person knows everything. You see, when the person, even the other people become successful, this person, even though trying to do that, won't get succeed. Even intellectually, when you make plans, you know, idealistically, it looks like it can be successful. But if you put it in the practice, when you really do it in action, won't get succeed. So this is a common experience. Many times, there's good planning, you know, intellectually. Not by knowing it, not by clairvoyance, not by really knowing it, but it's by intellectual, you see, figuring out, you know. You see, or if I do this, then this can happen, this, you know. So, you see, that is not the ultimate answer. Because why is not the ultimate answer? Because one can have very good plans, very smart plans, but it doesn't work all the time. Sometimes can be succeed, but doesn't work all the time. See, so that proves it's not the real answer, not the main answer. So the real answer is something else. So there's common experience in the world, you know. Smart is not the first answer. Mm. So then the session is conducted. So then out of a self-cherishing thought again, so which makes it negative karma, and then there is a false suffering result, you know. That complete action is a false suffering result. Mm. The ripening aspect result in the lower realm, then when one get born as human being, then you see one experience three sufferings from that, you know. And the other one is experiencing results in the cause, you know. Doesn't become harmonious, you see, in the family, in the relationship, you see. So the husband, you see, cannot control the wife cannot control husband. However, not listening to you, you see. The other companion, the other person, not listening to you. As one wishes. So, and then, you see, It get one's own companion. You see, possessed by others. You know, so you see, possessed by others. You know, so this is experiencing. The separation, this is experiencing a result similar to cause. So it is very important. You see, when we experience these problems, to remember the karma, to remember the cause. If you remember the cause, if you remember the cause created by oneself, if you think of karma, that time, if you think of our own karma, and created by ourselves, you see, then you see that helps so much. That helps so much. You see, to control the mind. Helps so much to control the mind. While one is thinking of one's own karma, you see, that which caused this problem, you see, during that time, you see, the jealousness, anger does not rise. Anger to the other person who took it away, the friend or the companion, you see, who took it away, you see, and the companion, you see, to all this, you see, this makes to think, and this makes to realize it is mistake is mine. See, it's my mistake. You know, it's not the mistake of other person. It's none of their mistake. It's my mistake. So by thinking karma, you see, makes to realize this. You see, this helps greatly. This helps so much to control many other negative karma or negative mind. You know, so it's very, very good to be able to remember this as much as possible. Use this as a teaching that now this situation is telling me that, you see, if I continue, you see, the clinical karma, sexual misconduct, I say, you know, harming others, you know, disturbing others, you see, you know, others' relationship, things like that, you know, that I will experience these problems, continuously, without endlessly. I will experience these problems endlessly. So, if I stop this, then I won't experience all these problems, you know. And by living in the vow, you know, and then especially, you see, not just doing it, but living in the vow, not doing it. Especially by living in the vow, you see,